The Cherry Tree. Hello children, and welcome to another story from Tall Tales for Sleepyheads. This is a story of a little boy called Raj and his love for a very special tree. Most of us now live in cities and no longer have open spaces to explore. So we do not remember the times when children climbed trees with ease, and all of them had special trees that belonged just to them. This is the story of a little boy who lived in Missouri and had a very special tree. Raj lived in Missouri and he loved cherries. This is a story from the time when Raj was 6. Now, Missouri was a small town then, and there weren't many cars around. There was no honking, and one had to walk everywhere. One had to walk home from school, one had to walk to school, one had to walk from the bazaar and to the bazaar. And all children and grown-ups, you know, did just that. So that day when our story starts, Raj was walking back from the bazaar eating his favorite cherries. Now the cherries were very, very sweet. They were not at all sour. They were big enough to hold and bright crimson red. And soon little Raj's hands were stained with the juice. The cherries were amazing and they had come from up high in the Himalayas. The Missouri that Raj lived in was beautiful. There were lots and lots of trees. There was oak, there was deodar, but there were not many fruit trees. You see, the soil wasn't good enough. Little Raj lived with his grandpa, Dadu, as he called him, just on the outskirts of Missouri where the trees began. Raj's parents lived in the city and worked as laborers, and therefore Raj had no choice but to live with his grandpa. Raj and grandpa lived in a little cottage, and that cottage looked like something out of a fairy tale. It had a thatched roof and white walls with minty green doors and windows. The front door, adorned with an antler-shaped handle, was always open and welcome. Raj always reached home just as his Dadu would sit down for lunch. That day was no different. Raj walked home from school, popping cherries into his mouth and spitting the pits wherever he wished. By the time he reached home, he still had 3 cherries left. "Have a cherry, Dadu," as soon as he joined the old man at the table. Dadu took one and Raj promptly ate the other 2. He sucked the seed dry and then placed it on the table. "Can I plant this seed, Dadu?" "Yes, yes, my dear boy, we surely can." So Raj found a small clearing behind the cottage where he dug a shallow hole. He pressed the seed in with his thumb and covered it back with soil. Then he had his lunch and ran off to play cricket with his friends, and like all little boys, forgot all about the cherry seed. Days passed and nights too, one after the other. Winter changed to spring. The migratory birds flew back home and little Raj grew an inch taller. One morning in the garden, he bent to pick up what he thought was a small twig and found to his surprise that it was well rooted. He stared at it for a moment and then ran to fetch his grandfather, calling, "Dadu! Dadu, come and look! The cherry tree has sprouted roots." "Aha! Has it?" For you see, Grandpa had also forgotten all about it. Raj sat down on his haunches and peered down at his tree. For surely it belonged to him and only him. The tree was only about 5 inches high. You can measure with your ruler and see how tall 5 inches is. Raj promptly ran into the kitchen and came back with a pot full of water. "Not too much, not too much," said Grandpa. "It will need care, my boy, but if it blooms, trust me, there is no prettier sight." Raj gave it a careful sprinkling and circled it with pebbles. And from that day, little Raj went to the tree every morning and sat with it. He talked to the tree after coming back from school and before he went to bed. The tree grew slowly, for like children, trees seldom grow when watched. All the magic happens when no one is watching. Soon came the monsoons, and what do you know? The little cherry tree grew as quick as it could, almost as if apologizing for being a little slow earlier. It all seemed to be going well for both Raj and the tree when one day something terrible happened. A family of goats chanced upon the cherry tree and ate all the leaves. Raj was upset. He was very, very, very sad. But his grandpa consoled him and said, "Just you wait and watch, dear boy. Soon the tree will have new leaves." And yes, by the time monsoon ended, the tree was lush and green. A year passed and the tree was taller. So was Raj, who was now 8. A strong, healthy boy and a sturdy cherry tree were the best of friends. However, that monsoon, Raj left for the city to live with his parents. He was excited about his new life and had barely time to say goodbye to Grandpa and the cherry tree. A new school, a new life, and Raj became a busy boy. It was 3 years before Raj came back to his grandfather's village. A boy of 11, he now was about as tall as Dadu. But his tree, his special tree, was taller than both of them. The tree was covered in blossoms and tiny creatures flitted in and out. There were bees and birds and little cherries. The cherries weren't very sweet, but the birds loved them, and the tree was never ever lonely. Raj went back to his old routine of visiting his old friend morning, noon and night. There was a bond he shared with it. There was something that tied him to it. After all, he was the one who planted it. Grandfather said that all cherry trees are special, but Raj knew this one was the specialist because, as I told you earlier, he had planted it himself from just one small seed. Good night, children. Good night and sweet dreams.